every week. Let's see if I can manage to run myself down. What? I never sleep. But Thursday night in particular, usually run down. The end of the week.
But you intentionally try to limit your sleep to 2 hours or 3 hours?
No, it's not intentional. It just happens that way. First, it's not only 2 or 3 hours. It's usually 4 hours, 5 hours. But it's not intentional. It just happens. And not enough time in the day. We are on something or other. With this good case. Okay, we're on Daf Lamed Zayin and Aleph towards the bottom. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the bottom. Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Bishem Rabbi Yonai. Rabbi Yochanan said name Rabbi Yonai. How you, it should be Lefanea. They're in front of Roshtei Chatichos. Now, I'm a straight Gilead and Ephraim man. I love Gilead and Ephraim. Whatever he says goes by me, and in this case as well. This is, there are 2 foot pieces of meat in front of her. Okay? There's one piece of good corned beef and another piece of lousy corned beef. Achas Yofev, Achas Rav. Now, Nosnein Abbey Yofev, she looked at the Yofev hungrily, the Nodjamina Rav, and she took a netter from, on the bad one. I raised the Yofev, he can be made for the netter. This is a really cool case. The case is like this. She took a nether that if she eats the good one, again, it's good in the frame shot. If she eats the good one, she's forbidden the bad one. If she eats the good one, she can't eat the bad one. But if she eats the bad one, then she can still eat the good one. Okay? The answer is, if she eats the good one, she may not eat the bad piece. If she eats the bad piece, she can still eat the good piece. Now, she has a husband. That's a critical factor here. So that was being made. So the only 2 pieces, which you're getting there, right? Whichever one she eats, he's going to eat the other one. Okay. So now, if she eats the good one, her husband's going to have to eat the bad one. If she eats the bad one, her husband's going to eat the good one, right? Now, the halacha says she can't eat the bad one. Even though her nether was, if she eats the good one, then she may not eat the bad one. That was her nether. But she can't eat the bad one either. Why can't she eat the bad one? Because the halacha is, a person may not eat the conditional piece, because later, okay, then he won't be nizar not to eat the... because maybe afterwards she's going to eat the good piece. She can't eat the bad. Her nether was, because she's not going to eat the good one. If she eats the good one, she's not going to eat the bad one, right? But she can't even eat the bad one, because even though now it's not osur, but maybe later on she'll have a tremendous taiva and eat the good one, and then the bad one will become osur retroactively. Right, so she can't eat the bad one, lest later on she comes to eat the good one retroactively, the bad one will become also. So now, no matter what, it says here the husband can be made for the nether. Why is it? If she doesn't eat it all, she's going to be hungry, right? So that's going to be in her nefesh, right? If she does eat, the only one she can eat is the good one, right? That's Varim Shebeino Lebeino. Exactly like you said before, right? So no matter what, the husband can be matzah neder. See, because the eater nefesh, because she has to refrain, she's going to have to refrain from eating. Or because of Beino Lebeino, because she's going to take the good one and leave the bad one for him. Again, the only one she's allowed to eat is the good one. Because then, okay, she'll leave the bad one. She can't eat the bad one unless afterwards she comes to eat the good one and retroactively make it also upon herself. So no matter what, the husband can be made for because of eater nefesh, because she'll have to refrain from eating altogether, or is it Beinola Beinola because he wants a good one instead. Okay, that's what Gemara says. Chebraya may, the Chebraya say, Mibnei Nidre Inu Nefesh Shalom. He can be made for because of the Inu Nefesh of her, right, because she will have to stay hungry. Because of his inner nefesh. Now, of course, there's no such thing as his inner nefesh. What it means is, it's boring bein hola bein. Okay, cool case. This is not right. Yeah. Rabbi Zira, the Shem Shmuel said, "Call the Dorim Adam Mefer. Every nether first can be Mefer. Chutz Me'Ameres Hanosel, but except for case where a woman says, my benefit should be forbidden on so and so." Right? In that case, it's not either Nefesh, should not be Nola Beno, because her benefit is also on the other guy, and it's not on him, and she's not she didn't ask the other guy's benefit upon herself. So what had to this have she have to be mad? So what had to would he have to be mad to another? So it's more, it sounds like, okay, fine. Sounds like the flip side of that. Hanoi has plenty of lie, you're fair. That if she forbids somebody else's Hanoi upon herself, he can be made for the nether. Because that's already Hinui Nefesh, right? Says so more, because she's preventing herself from deriving benefit from that individual. Says so more, wait a minute. But Sina, didn't we learn, next Mishnah actually, Kona Peres Chedvani Zelai, if she says, the fruit of such and such thorn are forbidden upon me, and a Yochel Ofir, it can't be made for the nether. Why not? Isn't that Hinui Nefesh? She's afflicting herself by not being able to derive benefit from that fellow.
So
that's one of my answers. Pasalak Rabbi Yossi. So we say that that mission, the next mission is going like Rabbi Yossi, who holds that a little bit of Inui is not Inui. And so they'll go to the next store over, they won't go to that store. But Taka like Rabbanan, who holds a little bit of Inui, is enough cause to be Matir Neder. It could be Matir Neder in that case. Because there's a little bit of Inui of not being able to go from that store. But Chaluki Malov, and they argue upon him, and they say it can be Matir Neder in that case. The Yitzhak that we learned over there, in Loisa Parnasasa Elmi Menu, I raise the offer. Even Rabbi Yossi, if there was no other place for him to go buy stuff except for that store, that was his main makolet, right? So then he can be maker. Rabbi Yossi says, you know why? Because do makiflay. He extends him credits. Do yavlay, he gives him stuff. And Ramona, do yavlay, he gives him, should be coin mashbiach. Mikerach Tov, he gives him the better flowers. In other words, you develop a relationship with your grocer, so it's good for you. So that's why even Rabbi Yossi agrees if it's his ongoing relationship with the grocer, so then it can be made for neder, because for it's like Vanshe Beno Lebeno, because it stares him that he won't be able to go and buy that store. Okay? Bottom line. Kodem Sheni Nanes Sabrios. She says she takes those, she's not going to derive any benefit from any living creature. Enu Yochel Lo'afer. He cannot be Mefer. Why? Because she doesn't have to go to anybody else. She gets everything from her husband. This is good old days, when everything went through the husband anyway. So she doesn't have to get enough from anybody else. No, it's not going to be Brios. No, it means other Brios. Now, regardless, as Gemara is going to elucidate, she can derive benefit from leket shekapeh, which are not other people providing, but rather it comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? Assuming that she's aniyah. Kodem kodem levim nanimli. If a person, any person, takes a nether that kodem levim may not derive benefit from him, yidlokol, they take tumas and meiser from him against his will. Quantum Levim, he says, okay, I don't want to give these Quantum, these Levim, Yidlachem, then other people should take these Quantum Levim, cannot take. Rabbi Yochanan said, Kenny must be, so this is a way to read our Mishnah, like I said before, the Choli Lenas, Lekachich and Peah, she can derive benefit from Lekachich and Peah, right? Tani, and we had a Bryce which says, even Maiserani, she can derive benefit from. It's not true. Leithkan, Maiserani. Don't include Maaser Ani. You know why? Because Maaser Ani nitan b'schia. Maaser Ani, the person who's tithing gives the Maaser Ani over. He gives it over to somebody. So that's already deriving Hanoah from the person who directed at you. As opposed to Elu, Lekachilapeh, which are b'ziva. Aziva, they're just left there. There's no directed giving. So that's why Maaser Ani tak would be awesome. Rabbi Yossi Yochina said, Omer, Yossi Yochina said, a person gives his maasers based on the benefit which he gets from it. Literally means for the favor of pleasure. Rabbi Yochanan says a person does not give maaser b'toy v'sanoa. My time of the Rabbi Yossi Berchina, what's larger of his life?
person will perceive and derives a certain benefit from.
Right. Right. That's what it seems, right? Just wait a couple minutes. My time is a chanina. What's larger? Is chanina? Bishas kadoshoth. A person is his sacred things. Lo yeh, they're to him, meaning he can give it to whoever he wants. Yochamar lo yeh, name l'chol mishu yirtzeh. Lo yeh means he can give it to anybody he wants. Wait a minute. But isn't that what Rabbi Yisrael Chanina said? So there's a very important point here, which the Mashbiach makes. He says, Tovas Anoah in the Yushalmi does not mean the same thing as Tovas Anoah in the Bavli. In the Bavli, Tovas Anoah means I have discretion to give it to wherever I want. But Rabbi Yochanan here says, you don't have Tovas Anoah, says you have discretion to give it to wherever you want. So Tovas Anoah here in Yushalmi means I can accept payment. I can get somebody to pay me off to give it to somebody. In other words, I can go to the Kohen and say, oh, you want my truma? What's it worth to you? That's Tovas Sanoa according to the Yerushalmi. Not the same Tovas Sanoa in the Bavli. The Bavli has clears all over Tovas Sanoa moment or Tovas Sanoa lav moment. The right to give it to certain individuals, that benefit, is that money, monetary or not monetary? But that's not what the Mashbiach says, not what Yerushalmi is speaking about. And the Chori is right. Because Rabbi Yochanan was old, so you have discretion to give it to whatever you want. But there should, that and that, but that's not what's going to Tovas Anoah. It says there is no Tovas Anoah. So it means that according to Rabbi Yochanan, you can't accept money to give it to somebody. According to Rabbi Yisrael, you can accept money to give it to somebody. So Tovas Anoah again means something different in the Bavli and in the Yerushalmi. Right? That's why I said. Okay, so alright. So Masnisa Pliga, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chayino. Our mission seems to argue Rabbi Yossi Chayino. It says, Kwanim, Kwanim, Levim, Nenim, Leith, Lo, Korcho. If a person says, I don't want Kwanim and Levim to derive any benefit from me, then they take against his will. But if he has the right to be paid off on it, so unless they're going to pay him off, why should they compel him to give it? So Pasala, Rabbi Yisrael will explain, we're talking about an armed Mishnah Rosha, a guy who says, I'm not giving the gift. So there, we like compel him to do the mitzvah of giving it. If he wants to hold out for money, Rabbi Yisrael says, he can hold out for money, that's okay. But if he wants to hold out altogether, that we cannot allow him to do. In that case, we go and we compel them to give it. Okay? Oh, sure. That's all mitzvahs say we force people to do. Sure. So here the Kohen Levim compel them to give it up. That's right. About it. Okay? Teda Shukim. You should know this is true. Because the thing says subsequently in our Mishnah, Kohanim Elu Levim Elu Nanimli. It says, these Kohanim, these Levim may not derive benefit from me. Yidlachim, others can take it. So we see that there we don't compel him. The reason must be because there is willing to give it to somebody. Suppose the ratio is not willing to give it to anybody. On the other hand, we seem to have a mission of charges Rabbi Yochanan. I see some pleading Rabbi Yochanan. Oimer hu Yisrael, it says a person could say to Yisrael, Helechos Selazer. An individual can say to a regular Jew, here is a coin, here's money, attain b'chor zeh, give the b'chor you have, l'ben biti coin to my grandson, who's a kohen. So here we see you can be paid off. Again, you see your Tovas Anoah in the Yushalmi means payoff. Payola, right? So it's a contradiction to Rabbi Yochanan, because you can't take payola. So Rabbi Yochanan explained, interesting answer. The right said, "Lead no lishnayim." This guy, the Israel, is not sure what he wants to give to. He wants to give it to Reuven or to Shimon. And Uben bitocham, and Shimon is the grandson of this fellow, a co-grandson who, through his daughter, who's a Kohen. Amar lo, in that case, grandfather can say, "Hail chasel azev etein kula ben biti Kohen. Here's a dollar. Give it to my grandson, the Kohen." And the way the Mashbiach explains that, that's not Tovas Anoah. Tovas knows where I pay you to give to somebody. Here I'm paying you not to give to the other guy. You see that? I can't charge money for giving it to somebody. But I can charge money, how much is it worth you that I don't give it to the other guy? It was an interesting line. I'm not sure if we understand the distinction. But that's how the Gemara's answer could Rabbi Yochanan. I can't send money for giving, but I can give send money for not giving. You know what you want to say? They can do that? That's legal?
Absolutely.
Really? Yeah. Sounds illegal to me. They could pay enough another team not to make a trade?
You offer a player not to make a trade, but you do that. Especially in hockey, when we do the draft.
Yeah. Okay.
Sports.
Yeah. Torah and sports. Gavaldi. Okay. Say it a little further. I didn't mean that, Gavaldi. Okay. Say it a little further. They asked for Rabbi Zira. There's a lot of gears of changes here. Kohen Lisoil, it should be Rabbi Yochanan. His name is Bissier. Kohen Lisoil, Rabbi Yochanan said, the Kohen can't pay these rolls given the trumos. That's Tova Sanoa, which is forbidden. Ma Rabbi, it should be Rabbi Yochanan. Oimer. There's another two words missing here. Yisroel, Yisroel, Ma Rabbi Yochanan Oimer. Okay, the Kohen can't pay the Yisroel to get that the Truma should be directed him. He can't pay off the guy. But can Yisroel number one pay Yisroel number two to give to a Kohen? Or is that also prohibited? Okay? Is it a payoff by the Kohen himself only is prohibited? Or is it any payoff which is prohibited? Right? Lucky food. So, Rabbi Zira didn't answer. Rabbi Chizkiah B'Shem Rabbi Acha say, Omar, Hachin Agibu. No, he did answer. This is how he answered. Al Daitid Rabbi Yisir Chanina, look it. According to Rabbi Yisir Chanina, the Gemara is not going to like this. But, we have to go some emotions. Al Daitid Rabbi Yisir Chanina, according to Rabbi Yisir Chanina, Kohen Yisrael Lomo, I said, why may a Kohen may not pay Yisrael? Mimlo Mimnei Mar Sain? It's only because of Marzain. The rights of Mutter. The rapport of the answer because of Marzain, it doesn't look nice. After Rabbi Yochanan, Isa Yisrael, Yisrael also renamed Marzain. So Rabbi Yochanan will ask him for one Yisrael to pay another Yisrael to because of Marzain. Okay, it looks bad, right? Any payment looks bad. What? No, because Kohen Yisrael is also the Raisa. So Yisrael will be my sign. Makes sense. Says more, no. I'm Rabbi Yisrael Rabun. Yisrael Rabun said, I don't understand how you could say this. Chilu Kochim Yeshkan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, if a Kohen pays Yisrael to give him a truma, it's Chilu Kochim. The same army, if name my sign. And you're going to say that it's only Marisayin? Maybe it's Chilul Kochim also by Yisrael to Yisrael. You're assuming that Rabbi Yisrael Chanina holds that Kohen Yisrael is Marisayin? Right? So Rabbi Yochanan holds that Yisrael is Marisayin. Maybe not. Maybe according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's even worse. Maybe it's Fakir Chilul Kochim. Now, we actually have not seen that it's Chilul Kochim. We haven't seen the pasuk that's Chilul Kochim. Now we have to see the pasuk. The pasuk tells the following. Let me show you this concept of chilul kochim. Hakonim v'avim b'sayim. This is brisa. We don't know. I don't know where this brisa is, but it's a brisa. Hakonim v'avim b'sayim v'agronos. If konim v'avim go and work in the silos in order to get trumas or maisers, ain't noisling them trumas or maiser. You can't give them trumas or maisers. Do you know, son? If you do, if you give them chilul. It degrades the kachim. I mean, they're not literally kachim instruments, mites, but the same idea. How do we know that? Good pasuk says, and Cormier puts in the words here about Lena Kosovoimer, concerning them, these poor people says, says Kohanim and Levim should not defile the consecrated objects of the Jews. And they by doing work, which is providing Tovas Hanah, they're desecrating Kodshei Bnei Yisrael. Mikanam Ruf, from here they said, Trumasan Eina Truma. If the Kohanim and Levim take Truma under these circumstances, not valid Truma, and I guess Yisrael's Afrosha is not proper. He separate. Of course, it works, but he did so. It's as if the truma is not truma. Umasreisen ain't a meiser. The meiser is not meiser. The hekdesh is only made hekted kodesh. Ain't a hekdesh is not kodesh. The land of man concerning such individuals, it says, Hoshea b'shoichadish botu. Its head have judged with bribery. V'amoko mevi aleim shlosha peranos. And if a Kodesh Baruch Hu brings upon the people engaged in this type of activity, three evils corresponding, they're actually, according to Korban Yehiyah, Bnei Moshe, the three evils mentioned in that Pasuk. Bnei Moshe brings down the Pasuk, so does the Korban Yehiyah for that matter, says, Roshem B'shochad Yishpetu, and Kohanei b'mchir yoru, unviyah b'kesev yikasmu. The heads judge with bribery, the Kohanei for a price, paskin, and the Levim for money, do all sorts of magic. Okay? So for these three things, three bad things occur. Mokum mevi alem shosh pranis, l'chem b'dachem defiyu tzion todetek rash tzion, with the Bay of Harabais will be plowed under. Yushlaim Yimtia, Yushlaim will be desolate. Harabais and Harabais, I guess Tzion is Azora. But Harabais, the Bamasiyah, and Harabais will be a forest. Okay? Now, that all argues Rabbi Yitzchak Hanina, because that says, seems to be quite clearly that the Tovas Hanoam creates Chilu. It's not just matter of science, it's a Chilu issue. The thing is, it's not clear about Yisrael. After all said and done, we never came to a resolution about Yisrael. We don't know. Yisrael might only be a marriage sign. There obviously is no way to tell. But we don't know. It might be Chil, it might be marriage sign. Amasisa bli Rabbi Yochanan. The Mishnah of the Braisa argues Rabbi Yochanan. What does the Braisa say? The Braisa says, this is another Braisa, Rabbi Yochanan says, Hamakadesh, if I marry a woman, Betrumus of Maestros, and I'm Yisrael. I give trumas and maizes to the woman. Umatonas, or the madness kunas, roh, chayim, and kevim from an animal. Umechatas, I give poraduma waters. Umevechatas, the ash from poraduma, I raise them kudashas. So, valkyush, not be sure, so even though the groom is Yisrael. How come to valkyush? It must be that there's tovas hanoa mama. Now remember, the way the Bavli learns that, Tovas Hanoa Mamon means the discretion to give it to whomever I want, I gave over to my fiance, married her with that, and that is enough for her to be considered married. But the Yerushalmi is not considering that. The Yerushalmi is considering that it's only if there's an actual payoff is that considered to be sufficient to marry a woman. Again, the Yerushalmi by its own standards, which defines Tovas Hanoa differently than the Bavli. So how could, in any event, it seems to be right against Rabbi Yochanan? Because it must be that payoff is permissible, otherwise can Kedushin be a valid Kedushin? So it says, Mar Pasla b'Truma Shenaflo Me'avim Mokoi. We're not talking about Truma Chi Taith. We're talking about Truma Chi actually owns. For example, his grandfather was a Kohen. He's not. And he got his Yerusha. So in that case, actually he owns the Truma. It's not truma which he typed and must give to the Kohen, it's truma which he owns. It's true he can't eat it, but he owns it and it's worth money to him, he could sell it, so therefore he uses it being a cottage woman as well. Okay? Says Mishnah further. Konam Shenil se al pi abba. This his wife took a netter that she's not going to do anything for his father, for her own father. Al pi avicha, or for the mouth of his father. Al pi achia, for the mouth of my brother, says the woman. In the mouth of your brother, and the yochel affair. There's no affair possible. It's not even an effort. Should not be no. Right? Well, how's it going to be made? Right, Rabbi Akiva Omer Yofer. Rabbi Akiva says, I skip. Shani Osa Picha, if she says, I'm not going to do anything for your mouth, and it's our law for you, don't have to be made for. Why don't you have to be made for? Because she's Meshubatim. Her nether cannot undermine her Shibut, her husband, to do stuff for him. Rabbi Akiva Omer Yofer. Rabbi Akiva says, no, she should be made for. He should be made for. Shema Tadipul of Yesemina Roy, because maybe she will make more than what she's required, and her nether will kick in on that additional amount, so therefore she will be made for that. That's Beino Lebeino. Another interpretation, another reason, Yofer should be made for Shemi Rashena, because maybe she'll be divorced, she'll get divorced. And then, if her Maisi Adayim also and her husband, she'll be forbidden to return to him. So therefore she'll be made for because of that eventuality of the possibility of divorce. Okay, the more is going to discuss that at some length. Talmud, you learned over there. Hamakdish Maisi De'ishto, what about the other way around? Somebody's Makdish, his wife's handiwork. I raise those because she just ignores him, does what she does, and eats. Now this is either because Cormier brings two possibilities to explain this. Either because since she can opt out of getting fed by him and then she gets to keep her handiwork, so therefore we say it's as if she opts out and therefore she just ignores him and continues to work and enjoy her own labor, it's not hefdish. Or there's another interpretation here, which is that we're talking about the case where he's not feeding her. And therefore, her work is not now underneath her husband, and that's why she can just ignore him and eat the stuff herself. Hamoser. Okay, that's fine. That's her Maisi Adayim. What about what she makes more than her Maisi Adayim? Sir Meir Omer Hekdesh on that, he has rights. Because she can keep back her handiwork and say, I'm keeping from my food, but not beyond the handiwork. The most or what's additional beyond the set amount, so that goes to husband regardless. So Rabbi Meir Omer Tzlak Hekdesh. Rabbi Elchasano argues and says it's chul. Okay, now, what's the machlokas based on? Rishim Elogash Omer Ben Moisar Chamei Sloim Pligei. This is about where she makes what she's supposed to make for him, which is 5 sloim of wool a week, of cloth material a week, the fabric. Plan that which is beyond the pligas machlokas. Do pasul of Mamalam Mizoinus, and explains to about where he's feeding her, but he doesn't give her an additional allowance of a maw of money for her needs. We learned he may not notice in law maw kesel tzorcha, but he doesn't give her the additional amount of money for her needs. Ma'isiyotea shalah, then her handiwork belongs to her. Okay, so that's Rabbi since her handiwork belongs to her, so therefore. Rabbi Meir says, Rabbi Elazar says it's chulin, and she doesn't have to. He doesn't have the right to it, and therefore he doesn't. There's no need for him to be made fair. Rabbi Meir says that it's hekdesh. I forget why. This is okay. Yeah, Meir argues. Okay, Meir says that even if you're not giving a ma kesel l'tzorcheha, you still get the moser ma'aseh yodea. Okay, that's the machlokas. What's the status of the additional handiwork she does beyond her quota? Right, Meir says that it's his, and therefore he can be makdishin. Rabbi Yochanan Sama says, as long as she's not getting the additional allowance of Ma Kesef, it's hers, and therefore his Hekdesh doesn't work. Okay, so it's a technical thing, whether the Hekdesh works or not, depending on whether it's considered to be his or hers. That's Rabbi Reish Lokin's shot. Rabbi Elchanan, the Moitza Lacha Misa Pligin. More fascinating explanation, it seems. This is after her death. Whatever's left over, can she derive? He derive benefit from it or not? She dies, and she leaves over stuff. That's the machlokas. So that case, where Meir says it's Meir says it's his, so therefore it becomes forbidden. It's hers, and therefore the neder applies to it, and that's why. That's why it has to be Mefer. Rabbi Yochanan Sanner says it's not hers, and therefore.
Confused. 1 second. Yeah. Oh, I goofed. You're right. I made a mistake. She didn't take the nether. He took the nether. It's explicit. We'll go back to right after the Mishnah again. No one, I was fumbling it. Tamti, I'm Makdish. She's Makdish, my Siddhish. Not that bad for anymore. Sorry about his being Makdish. When does he have the right to be Makdish, his wife's handiwork? Okay? So my son, I raise a little because she just ignores him. Because he has no right to be Makdish or handiwork. As long as my son, what about the excess? Is that Makdish? So about the additional amount above the quota, and he's feeding her, but he's not giving her additional allowance for her needs. We learned he made her. Rabbi Yochanan Sanner says if you don't get an additional malkesef, it's still hers, and therefore it's chulin. Your hektish doesn't work, right? Right. Meir Eidel says as long as you're giving mizonos, so then the additional amount is yours, even if you're not giving the additional allowance, and therefore your hektish works. Rabbi Yochanan, Marv Moisel Achamisa Pligan. The shaila is after she dies, she leaves over stuff. Does the hektish apply to that? Do pasav sheino malam mizonos, and the machlokas is where he wasn't feeding her. So if he wasn't feeding her, the machlokas where the stuff left over afterwards, after her death, he can be machdish or not. However, Rabbi malam mizonos, if he's feeding her. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Divya Kokinish, everyone agrees that it's Kedush, the Hekdish he did applies to it, and even during her lifetime. So Rabbi Shlokashol said, even if feeding, as long as you don't give her a Moisar, according to Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, it's not Hekdish. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, once you're feeding her, whatever she makes, you can be Makdish. It's only whatever she leaves over after her death that there's a Machlokas. Where the heck this pertains to that or not. Okay? Now, Rabbi Meir Omer, we'll skip the next four words, according to Yochalaf, and we'll come back to them later on. Rabbi Meir says, Enot Tzarech Lafer. Rabbi Meir says, in the case of, we'll see what the case is meant. You don't have to do that for her. Obviously, we're talking about her neder again. Rabbi Yochalaf, Hassan, Omer, Shalom, they're hers. Rabbi Yochalaf, Omer, Shalom, they're hers. Yochum and Nuri Omer, Shiloh, they're his. Okay? Now, and Rabbi Akiva Omer, now it's Rabbi Akiva Omer, Yofer. What? Okay, let's go back in the machine. What is this line here? What are we saying at the bottom? Well, it's a continuation of Rabbi Yochanan. Continuation of Rabbi Yochanan. When he's Ma'alam Mizonos, he's paying her, right? And she takes a nether that she wants to be Makdish her stuff. Right? Not him. So I'm talking about him being Makdish her stuff. Now I'm talking about she being Makdish her stuff, right? And he's paying her, right? He's giving her mizonos. So may I answer a club? It doesn't have to be made for her. Renetta's not college. He's getting he's getting mazonos, or she's getting mazonos. So what hafara do you need, right? So it's all his, right? Rabbi Yochanan Asandler Omer Shelo. Rabbi Yochanan Asandler says that it's hers.
I'm totally blanking out on this. One second. If I don't remember, I was looking at it earlier this morning.
Okay, a little like carbonator. I remember, I'm blanking out, but a little like carbonator. If she makes a netter on the additional amount on the mosor, so then it ought to be made for, because it belongs to him. He can be makdish. Just like Rameir said, a makdish, in the second line of Gemara, a makdish maiser de isha reza osev achilas, a moiser and mer omer kekdish. The Moiser, Reb Meir says, he has control over, therefore he can make a hekdesh. So too, if she made the nether, and it's a cloth, they don't have to be made for it, right? Because it belongs to him, it's under his control, right? Rabbi Yonah Sandler, who says that it's chulin, right? If I'm makdish, my wife, or the Moiser, doesn't work on the Moiser. What does that mean? That means the Moiser belongs to whom? To her. That's what it says here. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Shelo. It's hers. So therefore, if she took the neder, the neder takes effect because it's hers. Can he be made for the neder? No, because not for him shebeino lebeino, and it's not the inu nevesh. It's not his. So he has no rights. Rabbi Kiva also Omer Shelo. Rabbi Kiva says it's hers as well. However, there's going to be a catch to that, which is going to be in our Oma base. Rabbi Yochanan Menuri Omer Shelo. Rabbi Yochanan Menuri says it's his. Okay? Now that's his, because going back to Rabbi Meir. But he says you're going to have to be maker. Okay, now the critical thing is that both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yochanan Menuri say Shelo on the one end, that the Moser belongs to her. Rabbi Yochanan Menuri says Shelo on the other end, the Moser belongs to him. But both of them are going to say he has to be maker. On the Moser. And really, it's right in our Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva Omer Yofer. Why? That's what Gemara is going to ask in a moment. Okay, so it says Gemara, Rabbi Kiva Omer Yofer. Rabbi Kiva says, Yofer. Why? And here the Gilead Prime puts in the words from Mamad Alf, the Ka'ena Yachal Yofer. How can he be Mefer? It's Rabbi Kiva just said, Hadofa is Shelo. The Moser belongs to her. So how can Rabbi Kiva say Yofer? It's not Beino Beino. It's not in a nefesh. What's his right to be maker? That's what I'll tell you. All right, Bob. Also, Maisiyah Dea. Sorry about a case where she asked her Maisiyah Dain. Right? Milasos. She forbade her hands to do for him. At Chamisha's sloin, up to the right of five sloin, he compels her. Her Maisi Adayim are Meshubah to him, because he's feeding her. Mikam Ve'echriyanin, ain't a Koyfe. He can't compel her to work. She's afraid maybe she'll do yeser more. V'nimsa nana min iser, and he's going to become out being nana from an iser. So he's afraid even to compel her on the base amount, because he doesn't know when to stop. If he beats her until she does work, right, then she might do more than she's supposed to. And the additional amount is also, right? And he's not able to beat her for that additional amount. So therefore, it's really dvarim shebeino lebeino. Because he wants to compel her to work. She's a deadbeat. She doesn't want to work. So he wants to compel her to work, but he's afraid to compel her, because if he compels her to make too much, that amount too much is going to be also on him. So therefore, he's allowed to be made, because if Fum came, Rabbi Kiva married your affair, Rabbi Kiva says your affair shalom, precisely because it is him. Rabbi Kiva says, I'm sorry, Rabbi Kiva married your affair. Rabbi Kiva says your affair. Shalom doesn't belong there. It should be shalom. Right. Did somebody actually change it?
Let's just take it out. Let's assume it shouldn't be there. The Kiva says, therefore, you're fair, because, again, she's afraid to go over. Right? Afraid to go over, and therefore, in order that their fear should be dissipated, he just should be made for the nether for her. Okay, now, I'm Rabbi Hila. Rabbi Hila said a different shot. Rabbi Hila said, now, according to Gilin Ephraim, he's going to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. I guess, according to Gilin Ephraim, you don't take out this line, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Mary Yoffer. And Gilin Ephraim really should leave that in. Well, be like this. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri married Yoffer. Now, the question is, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, I mentioned, said Yoffer, but why? If it's his, he can compel her to work anyway. And he's not afraid that she's going to make too much, because he can compel her both on the base amount and the adof. It belongs to him anyway. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, it's been ma'alu mizonos, it's his. So why can't he be koifer, right? I'm right here, said, Epshalo lassos chamesh loy mitzum tzomos. Rabbi Yochanan said she can make precisely five loy. And archa chamesh loy koifer. Up to five loy he can be koifer. Mikavel in a koifer, from there on in he's not koifer. And according to Gilin Ephraim, change the next word from Shem Mitzyori to She'en Mitzyori Shem Atzadi. And it should be probably Mikam Ve'el Koifa. He could also be Koifa beyond that. I don't know, maybe I just skipped those words when I was preparing this morning. So Chamesh Sloim Tzim Tzomos. She made precisely five Sloim. No, I see. I see what's bothering him. It's choppy. Rabbi Boss said it's hard to draw the line between precisely five and more than five, and that's why Rabbi Kiva said it can be made because it's Vorm Shebeino Lebeino. Rabbi Hila says you can draw the line between five and more than five precisely, right? And therefore, Mikam Ve'elch Eino Koyfer. He doesn't be Koyfer. Now, according to the way the Gilin Ephraim learned, it's very choppy, because he can be koifer even above five sloim, because it belongs to him, right? So really should be kambeil koifer she'enu mitzuyori shematati koshu, right? V'nam tzemine nanaminiser. So therefore, the funke Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Amar Yoffer, it's all part of the question. It's all part of a question. I'm not sure exactly how to read the question. I can only say it outside. I don't know how to read it precisely inside. The question is, it all belongs to him, right? So why should he have to be mefer? There's no need for him to be mefer. On the base amount, he doesn't have to be mefer, because that belongs to him. And not Dolphy doesn't have to be mefer, because that belongs to him as well. So he can just compel her to do it. Promise is not exactly what Rabbi Hila says in the Gemara, right?
It says, "Amrei le'efshel zos chamesh le'im zos shekeduv precisely five. Ad chamesh le'im koyfer. Bikavech eno koyfer. From there on, he doesn't have to be koyfer, right? It should be really, he can be koyfer as well. That's what's bothering me. And the way then if I change it says she'eno misari shematadi. He doesn't be concerned that she make too much because she's allowed to make much and still belongs to him. Shematadi koshu. Nimsa nana minisa. There's no problem being nana minisa." Okay, Rabbi Yochanan ben Noah may offer. So, and here's the other question: why does Rabbi Yochanan ben Noah say it can be May? Say you have to be Mayfer? All right, it's choppy. I don't know exactly how to read it.
Didn't
the initial answer because? That's Mar is about to expand on that. And then it says, Rabbi Yochanan, that's why our Mishnah says, "Amrei la time Rabbi Yochanan ben Noah she mitoch she das she megasha yasura lachzer lo." But it's like this: it says. The right mission explains. Mission said, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Noah, that's why he has to be made for, because maybe he'll divorce her and they won't be able to take her back, because then an eder will take effect. Because once she's divorced, she's not meshubatim anymore. And then an eder takes effect. Yeah, but it's bothering Rabbi Hillel said, but so what? It's still not for him, Shebeino Lebeino. Because when is an eder going to take effect? When they're divorced, it's not Beino Lebeino. Beino Lebeino is only when they're married, right? So that's what Rabbi Hillel comes to explain here. I mean, the time that Rabbi Yochanan ben Noah, she mitoch she adash, she megash she asura lachzor, she hates his guts. So she's taking the dorm against him. So therefore, since she knows if he divorces her, she'll be also to him, va'af maknitoso, now she's going to nudge him and hentek him v'megasho until he divorces her. So it is beino lebeino because she's going to nudge him. Because she knows she can get her, once she gets divorced, the net is going to take effect and she'll be also to come back to him. So therefore, it's Beinola Beinola because of the nudging now, not because of the nether now. And that's why he can be made for the nether. He can be made for the nether, so she shouldn't nudge for the nether, so to get divorced for the nether to be chal. So it's like Beinola Beinola like this, not directly. So again, I don't know exactly, I'm not pleased. You didn't down Marv here, did you? I did it right. I down Marv, but I'm staying anyway. So, okay, so you didn't down Marv. Okay, so we'll stay here. And I tell you, once they turn the air conditioning for the season, that's it. So, anyway, so that's what it means. That's a real, right, the question was, why could Rabbi Yochanan ben Noah have to be Mayfer? And how can he be Mayfer? So the answer is, you have to be Mayfer because of abdication. I have to be Mayfer, it's not Beinola Beinola. No, she's going to needle him until he agrees to divorce her. And for the needling, it's fine, she'll be Beinola Beinola. Okay, Nata Ishto. If his wife took an eder, if his sovish Najabito, and she thought his daughter took an eder. Or Najabito's daughter took an eder, if his sovish Najisho, he thought his wife took an eder. Nata Benazir, she took an eder. To be a nausea, the sovish nausea b'karmen, she thought he took a net, he thought she took a net to make a korba. B'karmen, sovish nausea, vice versa. And again, these are all types of issues of mistakes. Nausea mean the time she took a net from figs, the sovish nausea mean alvavi, she took some grapes. Mean alvavi from grapes, the sovish nausea mean the time she took us from figs, a raise the house of the offer, and he finds out what the net really was, he can be made for that. Afilu shama v'shasa, and that's true, even if he was silent, and so he heard him was silent for 24 hours. Afilu shama v'shasa, and even if he heard and sustained the nether, so it's all based on toast, when he hears later on what it is, he can go back later on and be made for it. That's simple enough. Amra konim te'enim v'anomin e'elu, she'eni to'emis. She said, I'm not going to taste these figs and dates. She'etkin ala te'enim, if he sustains the figs, kulo kaim, then the entire nether is kaim. If he sustains the fig, if he's made for the figs, ain't no mufar. It's not mufar. Achiyofer aflanovi has to be made for the whole thing. Made for part of it is not enough. Omer konim tainim shein to emes or anovi shein to emes. If she made it two seven nedarim, however, harelu shein nedarim two seven nedarim, making that matter each part. Now it's interesting because Moshe points out, even though by Hatorah we say neder shuta mitzoso neder kulo, hutor kulo, that's by Hatorah's chacham, because the chacham undermines the neder retroactively. A bow cancels the neder, so then it's a different thing. So therefore, not only can he cancel partially, but even worse, if he cancels partial, it's not canceled at all. He's got to cancel the entire thing. So don't say nedeshuhufor mitzosa utar kulo. On the contrary, you have to cancel the entire thing in order for it to work. The exact opposite. Right, it's like a line, but it's not even that. No, he doesn't get a line. He's got to veto the entire thing. Right. A chacham undermines. Once it's partially undermined, the entire thing is undermined. Not the same thing by idea. Okay. Istani tani. So those who learned yikimenu mimenu. You can do partial sustain. Yikimenu mimenu, you can do partial hafara. Istani tani. Yikimenu, not mimenu, but kulo. You have to do the entire thing. Yikimenu kulo is the entire thing. So it's just a question of how do we learn the word. He's tiny, tiny. Yikimenu, there's a mem there. Mimenu, partially. If you renu, it's cool, it's got to be the entire thing. He's tiny, tiny, those learn. Yikimenu, it's cool, it's the entire thing. Right? If you renu, mimenu, I don't even know how you learned that, but there's some who learned that way. Masisim, anyway, our Mishnah is commanded by Yikimenu, mimenu, that even if you sustain part of it, sustain. If you renu, but if you want to under the cancel it, it's got to be the entire thing. The tiny we learned came with any cream of cool. If you did figs, sustain part of it, the figs, out of the figs and the grapes, it's all sustained. Hey, but then if you nullify it only for the figs, and a move for it, it's not canceled at Shiofar Afanavi until you cancel also the grapes. Now, the next case is a fascinating one. It comes back to, we'll have to come back to it again on Monday in a different mode. I'm a queen of Ta'ena Shini Tolemes, Mode Anot. Said, I don't want to taste the fig. I take an edit from a fig. That if I eat the fig, the grapes become Osir Amad. It says, I take an edit that if I eat a fig, the grape is Osir. See that? The fig itself is not Osir, but if she eats the fig, the grape is Osir. So, the Flutu Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiv, to my Rosh Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva, which we'll come back to, we'll see again in greater detail next week. Rabbi Shmuel mer achar neder. Rabbi Shmuel goes after when the neder takes effect. So that's the case, it's two separate nedarim. There's a neder on the fig and neder on the grape. Rabbi Akiva mer achar, so you go after the statement, so it's one neder. So the nafkamina is, can you be matir one neder without the other? I'm sorry. The netter, she took it both in time. She said, I'm taking netter, I made a mistake. She's taking netter not to eat a fig. And if she eats the fig, then the grape is also. So the shaila is, are they two separate adorim vis-a-vis afara, or one netter vis-a-vis afara? Right? Because you can't, if you take two separate adorim, so you're made for one without the other. If it's one netter, you have to be made for all parts. Otherwise, it doesn't work. So Rabbi Shmuel goes after when the neder takes effect. They take effect separately. First the fig takes effect, and only afterwards does the grape take effect. And therefore it can be made for each one independently. According to Rabbi Akiva, we go after the statement, and they're all made in the same statement. So therefore you have to be made for both of them in order for that part to work. Okay? So this machlokas is going to be a major machlokas later on. But whether you go after the statement or after when it takes effect. Let's just do one more halacha. You'll get initiation of Dorim. Let's say the guy says, I know they're in the Dorim. I knew they were in the Dorim. I'll get initiation of Dorim, but I didn't know I had the right to cancel in the Dorim. Yoker, we let him cancel later on, when he finds out. You'll get initiation of Dorim. I knew you could cancel in the men's Dorim. I'll get initiation of Nether, but I didn't know that this is what my wife says in Nether. But Mary Lou Yoker, Mary says doesn't work. He can't be made for it. Chomer Yofer Chachom say he can't be made. He can't be maker. What's the focus? I'm Rabbi Zira. Time that I mayor. The reason I mayor is Elah he wrote so. He's looking for an excuse, and should be instead of Shatad to be a Gashen and Shaitur to so change it to She Yofer Nidra. He's lying. There's nobody who knows that there's a kind of first neder and doesn't know whether his wife said it's a neder or not. He's just lying. So Lo Kane. If not, because otherwise, he should have just said, if it was a Mesubic at all, it was a Neder, it should have, I know it says Lagarsha, but it should have said, he should have been Mefer, according to Shai Tetz, he shouldn't have been Mefer to begin with. Obviously, he's lying. So therefore, when the mayor, we don't trust them later on to come and say, oh, I didn't know it was a neder. But I know there are such people are naive, and we do let them get away with that with being made for later on.